Last month, Great Pacific Seafoods filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. The processing company shut down its plants in Anchorage, Kenai, and Whittier, blaming a drop in roe prices and rising costs for its financial woes. As Alaska Public Media's Graylin Brasher reports, the tiny village of Whittier on Prince William Sound is keenly feeling the loss of a major employer.
It's a sunny day in early June in Whittier, and it's quiet. The Great Pacific Seafoods processing plant, where normally about 100 seasonal workers would be cleaning fish, is silent and empty. Next door at the Anchor Inn, bartender Bonnie Cox is on a cigarette break.
It's affected the whole town. Out of the blue, they came in and said they were shutting it down, pulling everybody out. So everybody's scrambling, trying to find jobs now, and it's nothing to do because we just don't have the people coming in.
Great Pacific's bankruptcy announcement took a lot of people here by surprise. In this town of about 200, where nearly everyone lives together in the 14-story Begich Towers condo building, the bodies and business that Great Pacific brought in were critical to the local economy. Over at the Whittier Harbor store, owner R.C. Collin is making peanut butter sandwiches with his daughter Chelsea before heading out to unload fish for a different supplier at the dock. He said there's no question the Great Pacific departure will hurt his bottom line.
100-plus people that worked at the plant used hotels and rooms and bought liquor and bought food and services and spent money every day. It's going to be a big bite for us.
I'm a little heartbroken.
Whittier Mayor Daniel Blair says he worries about the shutdown driving more people out of this tiny, isolated town.
It's like having a great neighbor leave. You know, they were part of the fabric of Whittier. We're a small community. I don't want to lose anybody.
Some will have no choice but to go. Great Pacific had regular contracts with many tender boats that call Whittier home base during summers of running fish and ice back and forth between the dock and fishing boats. Robert Johnson is one of those tendermen.
Oh, it's a rough hardship. I mean, if I had known at Christmas or earlier in the winter, I could have went out and scored a really nice contract. But they kind of had us dangling on a stream at the last hope.
Johnson says he did land another contract with Icicle Seafoods, but it's not ideal.
It's only a 50-day contract, but hopefully it'll keep the boat in my name in the house. So I'll either be delivering in Seward or at Sawmill, which is Igigik Village.
So that means you won't be doing any business out of Whittier?
No, I won't be. Once I leave here, I won't be running in here unless I break down and need something out of my storage containers.
Down at the dock, the Collins are using a wide tube to suck chum salmon out of the holding tank of a tender boat working for Copper River Seafoods. Matthew Mendoza works on the boat. He said he knows of three other tender crews who lost contracts when Great Pacific shut down.
I was sitting in the bar and they came right in. It's like, we don't have a job. They already had their boat ready and everything. They were just waiting for the first opener. And then they got a call. It kind of makes you think like, man, like this could happen to anyone.
People here know fishing is an industry of ups and downs. Even as the bankruptcy court oversees liquidation of Great Pacific's assets, including three condos in the towers and the processing plant. Residents say they're hoping another company will swoop in and things will pick up again. But Mendoza says right now, everyone's feeling the pain.
In one way or another, every person here in towns like these rely on the fishing on every company.
We in the fish?
In Whittier, I'm Graylin Brashear.